Hey gang, welcome to another episode of Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby, and how are you doing? Today, I've come to a conclusion. I know, I've had a lot of these, but this has to be one of the biggest conclusions that I've ever come up with. That particular thing is finding the hidden gems when it comes to video games. And I'm not talking about, you know, like, thrift shops or garage sales or anything like that. The other month, what I did is I joined a PlayStation 2 Facebook group, and all it was a bunch of PlayStation 2 people, you know, just getting along, having fun, being what video games should have been back in the day. However, we don't have the technology or the groups that we do have now. What I'm trying to get at is I found one game that blew me away because I did not know it existed. Yes, I know that I had an Xbox. I didn't have the PS2. Everything that I followed in the future, like for video games, it was for the Xbox. I get that. I understand that. But the one game I never ever thought that was a possibility was the Cartoon Network Racing. When I seen that, I just kind of giggled and, you know, pass off like everybody else. But once I dug deeper into it, it massively caught me off guard. And, you know, you have basically Mario Kart and Crash Team Racing. But this one kind of stood out for the simple fact you could play some of your favorite characters on the Cartoon Network, which really, really got me more and more curious and realized I need to be a part of these groups heck of a lot more because they have all these hidden gems that nobody ever talks about where it could actually be more and more fun. What I mean is I could be having a catalog of video games that you could be proud of. For example, some of the characters on this game would be like from the TV show Johnny Bravo. Of course, you have Johnny, you have Bunny Bravo, Susie, and Carl for the PS2 only. Because it did come out for the Nintendo DS. You have Cow and Chicken, Dexter's Laboratory, the Powerpuff Girls, I Am Weasel, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, It is absolutely insane. And looking over all of these different things, I'm just shaking my head going, how did I miss that? I even talked to my boss because he's roughly about my age and him and I, we kind of are similar in many ways. So I asked about him. He goes, oh yeah, that's a fun game. You should try it. So what I'm going to be probably doing is getting everything set up so I can actually go and try it. Because goddamn, it is going to be one fun mother trucker. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited about trying this. And when I do, I will give you a review. Hell, I might even do a video just because of this. And you may never know, I might actually go and challenge my buddy Terrence to best of. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so what are some of your guys' little secrets that you have that nobody knows about? I really do think that this one could be a massive sleeper that everybody, including me, overlooked because I didn't know it existed. A little bit of an update. people who know me knows that I like the company that Microsoft made for 1 year, which it was XSN. Xbox Sports Network. That took me a long time to figure that one out. So the other day I picked up Amp 2 and NFL Fever, and I only need two more games that I can finally say I own all of the XSN games. I just need Rally Sport and the NBA game, and then I have it. There's still a lot of people that kind of frown on them. But what I really do want to think that should happen, just let me know if you think the exact same way. I personally do think that 2K Sports and XSN need to team up. And I do know XSN kind of, you know, closed up shop basically when EA started going online. But could you imagine the game, the control, the ability that 2K and XSN could have and even give EA a run for the money for some of these games that they put out? And what I mean put out, I mean the horrible games that they put out. There's so many people that are still making issues with Madden, with hockey. And now they're even getting pissed off at the college football with them saying that it was one of the best football games. However, with society of today, they always find issues, left, right, you name it, up and down, to bitch, complain, to poke little holes in anything and everything that they possibly can. Just a bitch. They always talk about Karens in reality, but really, their reality is just that. It's reality. But when you have Karens and Todds and Steves bitching and complaining about video games, and all they do is just sit on their systems and or computers and just play, it kind of wears thin. I have reasons, for example, why I hated NHL 04 and 05. 04, I just didn't like. I found it way too hard. The camera was off. 05 and 06, they just kept trying to move in a different direction, which wasn't sitting well with some of the people. That's one of the reasons why NHL 2K5 took off. It's because they offered the old school video game feel. I still play that game. 06, they kind of bit the dust. 07, they didn't recuperate, but with 08, 09, and I think I own 2K10. Anyway, they stepped up and they were going into a different direction, which was more fun and more interesting. However, all said and done, it kind of bit them in the ass. And yeah, well, let's just say 2K is no longer here, but the memory always remains. All right, I'm just going on a little bit of a tangent about video games and all that other stuff, but what are some of your guys's, say, hidden secret video games that most people don't know about? Mine, personally, before I let you guys go, is Poi Poi, P-O-Y-P-O-Y. I've talked about it. It's on my Mount Rushmore video games. Tell me yours. Let's get a little bit of a thing going. All right. If you have any questions, comments, or if you want to get a hold of me so you can tell me your secret video game, it's tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Or tangentgamingpod. I don't know. I think it's tangentgamingpod. Tangents Gaming 189 on Twitter, aka X, and let's meet up. Until then, I will talk to you later, and hopefully you guys have a great day. Peace out.